An Iraqi judge working for the special tribunal that was established to put Saddam Hussein and his top aides on trial has been murdered. He and his son were gunned down in Baghdad yesterday. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Baghdad. And Anthony, tell us a bit more about who this judge was.
Well, the judge's name was Perwez Mohammed Mahmoud al-Mirwani, and he lived in Baghdad's Adamiya district. And he was heading to his car to drive to work yesterday morning when he was killed in a drive-by shooting. We know that judges have been killed before in Baghdad, but this is the first known judge on the tribunal to be killed. And the tribunal has gone to great lengths to keep the judge's identity secret to prevent just the sort of killing. So one result is we don't have much information on him, but he was reportedly working on the trial of Saddam Hussein.
And his son, who was also killed, is a lawyer with the Iraqi Special Tribunal. Any evidence that these murders might have been because of the two men's work with the tribunal?
We don't have that evidence yet. There are many killings here where you do not know whether it's insurgent activity or criminal activity. There is a lot of talk here that he was killed because of his work as a regular judge, not for being on the tribunal. Or it may have been ethnically motivated because the judge was Kurdish. But whatever the motive, I think the end result is the same, and that is that the tribunal is now short by one judge. And these judges had to be specially trained. They had to be sent overseas and instructed on how to prosecute crimes against humanity, genocide, and that sort of thing, because these are crimes that did not go to trial under the Saddam Hussein administration.
And along with that setback, what other effects might there be on the work of the tribunal?
One result that we can think of may be that people may have questions whether the government has the ability to effectively protect the judges and witnesses in the tribunal. And one example of that is Saddam Hussein himself. He's now legally under Iraqi custody, but because of the security concerns, he's physically in the custody of U.S. forces. Now, the security problem has delayed the whole tribunal process, and it's stretched the budget, particularly during the investigative phase of the trial, where, for example, investigators have had to travel to dangerous areas to exhume the remains of massacre victims.
What is the first case that the tribunal is scheduled to hear?
The first case to come to trial stems from an assassination attempt against Saddam back in 1982. It took place in a village called Ad-Dujail, which is 60 miles north of Baghdad, and it failed. So the authorities rounded up the villagers there and executed 158 of them, 15 without any trial, and another 1,500 were jailed without trial. And the men who will be tried for this incident include one of Saddam's half-brothers, who at the time was in charge of intelligence. And there's also the former vice president and the former high court chief justice. And they'll all be tried for crimes against humanity. It'll be at least another month and a half before this case comes to trial. And the only reason we're told that this trial is coming first is that it's the first that they could complete the investigations on.
When these cases do come to trial, tell us a bit about the mechanisms of the tribunal and what rules apply there.
There's a few basic points we should remember. First of all, its purpose is very specific. It only deals with crimes against humanity and war crimes committed during the Ba'athist era under Saddam Hussein. Another thing is that it's running on the civil law system, which is different from the common law system in the U.S., and that means there's no jury. Instead, it's all decided by judges. Also, another thing is that under Iraqi law, courts can impose the death penalty, and that will be the case with the special tribunal.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Baghdad. Anthony, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.